Okay, here's what I need you to say. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not another.
Oh, no.
Can you say not another?
No.
Can you say podcast?
Podcast.
Okay, can you say oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not another. Not. Can you say not? Can you say another? No, don't touch buttons.
You know, I'm very glad you've come. Because I like people to see me. I don't know how it is, but people who only know me from reading my books, or sometimes even from seeing my plays, get a most unpleasant impression. And the people who really meet me, as you have been kind enough to meet me, and to meet me now, well, they see that I am a most harmless person.
You are here glorifying hate, glorifying dirty play, glorifying flagrant fouls, and selfish individual play. I'm going to celebrate the birthdays of peace and love with Jack Kerouac, Liza Minnelli, and James Taylor, who have all been big-time headline performers right here in Las Vegas, the peaceful, relaxing meadows in the heart of the Mojave Desert. Have you ever been to a volcano?
Bitch.
Forty-eight hours ago, discovery was made of a great cone-shaped object. The cone stands 50 feet high, has a base diameter of 50 feet. The nature of the cone, undetermined. Origin, unknown.
La Corte Suprema desconoce su libertad y ha ordenado su regreso a prisión.
The external male reproductive organs consist of the penis and the scrotum.
Fuck, man. My wife is so freaking hot. She has got this great set of PhDs. Yeah, biochemistry and environmental economics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and on top of that, she loves talking dirty to me, too, about oil spills and fracking.
Yeah.
She really loves fracking.
That's what he said. Oh, yeah, fuck, damn straight. My wife, she is great at oral.
Ooh.
She gave a terrific lecture at the Sorbonne just last week, and before that at the UN. I mean, she had everybody in the palm of her hand.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wow. I totally am on the same wavelength as... I have had a couple of beer. I'm totally on the same wavelength as you. You know, my wife, she loves to experiment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she says, she tells me that she wants to try for another fellowship. And I completely support her. It really turns me on just thinking about it.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I cannot tell you how good she looks in her Guggenheim.
Yeah.
What about your lady?
All right, well... All right, I'll tell you this, man. My girl's got a fantastic rack filled with awards.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
A Nobel Peace Prize, the Order of Canada, and don't even get me started on her dissertations. The rough drafts are amazing. Fucking amazing.
Wow. Hey, did I ever tell you about my wife's meat curtain?
Oh, you mean her genetically modified set of flesh sheets that are completely sustainable, can feed up to 1,000 children in the poorest parts of the world in one sitting, and double as a way to keep your apartment cool as a storage locker in the summertime?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you mentioned that before.
Well, I can tell you, she finally got it patented, finally. And now we are going to be filthy rich.
Holy fuck. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, go. We're friends. You can be as honest as you like.
All right, well, here goes. I'm feeling pretty uncomfortable talking about my wife this way. I was just doing it to fit in, and I really don't think we should be judging them by their accomplishments.
I am so glad that you said something. I've been feeling the exact same way this entire trip. You know, I want to see my wife as a person, and not just as someone who is intellectually superior to me and so successful in their field.
Thank you. That means a lot.
You know, you can tell me anything. I love you, man.
Me too. I love you too, man.
And I don't know how my wife, and it sounds like your wife, manages to find the time to be so brilliant in public and then just so loving with us at home.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
They must have a lot of stamina.
That's what he said.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Woo! Yeah! Yeah!
Yes, women workers do present problems, Joe. Pretty generally, you'll all find about the same answers.
Well, I know most of the answers as far as the men are concerned.
Well, I think we can say that the broad principles involved in the supervision of men apply equally well in the case of women.
That ain't what I learned about women. Women scare me. At least, they do in a factory.
Well, maybe the women are scared too, Joe.
Now, if anybody wants a flam span, give with a double left-handed jerry wrench. On the counter, it might sobobulate the orange crepe with the torpid. On the other hand, if a span flam is wanted, that single right-handed, providing the pressing puncture is adjusted to the conch front of 37 and 2/8.
You talk like a man who knows women.
We'll see, Joe. We'll see. A foreman will always have the eternal feminine to contend with, Joe.
You can't get on a bus without touching somebody's filthy pole.
Thank you. It is April 3rd, 1952, at Orgonon, Rangeley, Maine. All people are gone. I shall not go into the great strain, into the details, into the worries, the sleepless nights, the tears, the expenditures and money and effort. They cannot tolerate it, and they fear it. They fear it by way of structure. Their tissues, their blood, cannot stretch out, cannot take it, evades it, avoids it, and loathes it.
Turning now to sports.
Ribbleticlia macrofiche. Say you have a month to live. A strange wasting disease has taken over your facial parts and eaten away at your nose. In a week, you'll have shredded red cabbage for cheeks, and your eyeballs have obscene protruding pustules, extruding chartreuse pasty tears. By week three, give or take a day, your ears will have fallen by the wayside in two moist clops. Your tongue drips off into your pants, and you vomit your own frothing brains. Or not. Let's say you have no such face-eating disease, but you feel ugly in public. You feel you are dying of ugliness. That could take years, fast and showy, or slow and ugly. However it happens, some sad day soon, well, sad for me, I'll find myself drained of spirit and spark. All the fun and love will finally escape this body. No more arguments or drunken table dances for me. No more winks for the kids or special finger flags patriotically waved at inept motorists. I'll be dead. Not deserving of tomb or stone, a plot of earth so precious to waste. Fire, too dignified for this one. And science would rather serve my remains to hungry dumpsters rather than place my putrid parts into the innocent living. In truth, this corpse will have to be dealt with, and so I leave these final words. According to my wishes, disposition of my body shall be as follows. We'll start with the head. It shall be bowled through Clackamas Town Center Mall by Five-ish Finkel into the curd and cone tofutti shop, taking down a shrieking horde of honey rectum mall fluff spenders. Feet, embellished with spanking new Nike cross trainers, are to be left upon the goodwill donations with appointment-only steps. Hands thrown cheerfully to courtyard jugglers. These limbs shall be fed unceremoniously to dogs. Body cracked open and worn like a reeking rotten vest by that smart-ass checker at Plaid Pantry who wouldn't break a 50. Entrails stretched to unimaginable lengths by a naked teenage marching band. Esophagus fixed to the Golden Gate Bridge, anus tied in a trucker's knot to the Space Needle elevator, and the center shall hang magisterially as roost for swallows. Just in case there is an afterlife, the cock and balls go with me. Possessions and worldly goods shall be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Adios.
All right.
All right, here we are. Maria, the show, she answers questions, and people ask questions, and she answers them. She's great.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you, it's been a while since Maria has done any work with us, responded to any texts. Is she all right, or did she, what's going on? She was in New York, last we heard.
I think she's still in New York. Nobody knows, really.
Is this like the eighth time she's been kidnapped?
At least eight times.
What the fuck's paying the ransom?
Who the fuck knows? Who would do that?
Exactly.
Who would do that, really?
Who would do that?
Who does that?
I don't know anybody who would pay her ransom.
Well, we wouldn't, that's for sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, Jose writes, my wife keeps bringing very large wrestlers home and has sex with them in front of me. We do not have an open relationship, and I do not enjoy it. What can I do to make her stop so we can get back to a normal life? Maria writes this. Are we doing this again? More losers have come out of the woodwork to ask stupid questions. Oh, this is still from Jose. P.S. I am a rare species exotic animal taxidermist, and I like to cuddle with the monkeys, especially the spider monkeys, the night before I stuff them. How can I get my sheets to stop smelling like monkey? And Maria responds, I'm trying to control my anger. I like that answer. And then she came back with, I'm convinced you're doing this to me because you don't want to be my friend anymore. And I said, you're probably right. And then we got this. Dude, you're killing me here. I don't understand anything you're talking about. And if I did, it would be worrisome. Your questions are on par with if I still live with my parents. Except worse. And she goes on, I feel Trevor Linden wouldn't put me through such things if we were friends. So why do you and that hack Randrew have to? Do you not have anyone to look up to take care of, to take care of you? Have your lives become the crumbs that even the hungriest ants reject? How do the two of you have so much time on your hands? Have all the cactus clubs in Vancouver closed down?
There I was, in the spotlight, and I felt uncomfortable and awkward and different. And they were all watching me and laughing. At what? At me? What was I doing wrong? Did I look funny? Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I guess I'll just shut up and sit down. It was terrible. I knew it.
Hey, that was neat, Marty, but don't be so self-conscious about it.
Self-conscious. That was my trouble. That was why I felt so queer.
Hi there.
Hi.
Passport.
Here you go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Portland.
Portland?
Yeah.
Why do you want to go to Portland? There's nothing to do there.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's fun.
No. It's boring. It's boring in Portland.
What?
All I got are a lot of bridges. A lot of bridges, no tunnels. You think about that. What sort of city doesn't have any tunnels?
I don't know. I mean,
a sick city. That's what. It's a twisted city. A city filled with sick and twisted people. Like my wife. She left me, you know. She fell in love with an emu. Or an emu. What is it? Emu? Emu?
I think it's emu.
Anyway, she fell in love with one of those and moved to Portland. I don't know why.
Look.
What?
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it. Oh. No, I mean, well, she's getting revenge or something because I slept with a roller coaster. Now she can't bear to go to amusement parks anymore. She hates me for it. Anyway, never mind. Why the hell are you going to Portland?
Well, just to visit some friends. And
nothing kinky or weird, like maybe one of those creepy cuddle parties?
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, too bad. My wife loves those things. I thought you might know where she is.
I don't even know who she is.
You have any fruit in the car?
No.
Any meat?
No, I'm...
Got any pork, or... Well,
no, I'm a vegetarian.
So no pork. Venison?
No, sir, I'm a vegetarian.
How about a chicken? You got a chicken in there?
No.
Spam?
No. I'm a vegetarian. I don't know if you heard me or not, but...
You getting smart with me now?
Look, I don't eat... I just don't eat meat.
You got any porcupine, wolverine, shark fin, llama snout?
Well, I do have some llama snout in the glove box, but it's purely for medicinal purposes.
Oh, can I try some? My left nut is killing me sitting here all day.
Well, sure. You want some mustard?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Can you rub it on me?
I'd love to. I'd love to rub some mustard on your left nut.
Wow, really? You know, I've got a meat dress back home. and I could wear it for you if you like.
That's okay. No, I appreciate it, but no, I really have to get going if it's all right.
Yeah. Fine, I can take a hint. Whatever. Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
And don't do anything kinky. Is this the Reverend Dick Bile?
This is Reverend Bile.
Are you seeing the things again, Reverend? Are there pterodactyls with you?
There's mostly a porcupine, but I'm on heavy meds right now, so things are looking up. Well, I am a reverend and a doctor, a captain as well.
Okay, Reverend Dick Bile, this comes from Kathy in Buckshuganot, Arizona. She says, my grandfather has a bad case of camel cock. What should I do?
It's disturbing that she would know this. Are you sure it's camel and not caramel? Quite often this condition is mistaken for elephantitis. So, I would suggest her grandfather should probably just find himself a nice female camel. And just enjoy it.
Now, this is from Jordanzy in Malta.
He writes, I am a Catholic priest and often have alien abduction fantasies. And urges to drink marmalade-flavored transmission fluid.
Well, when I'm hearing, when you say marmalade transmission fluid, I'm actually hearing semen of Satan. And it's well documented that the anus is the devil's playground.
Assistance role by making